This is a reading of the document titled Slideshow. It is a class presentation and is part of the Reconstruction, the Civil War Ends and Reconstruction Begins lesson in the Reconstruction Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This exercise includes a PowerPoint presentation. Slide 1. The Civil War Ends and Reconstruction Begins. Map of the Southern United States titled How the War Commenced and How Near It Is Ended. Slide 2. The Civil War Ends and Reconstruction Begins, Lesson Overview. This lesson will focus on the aftermath of the Civil War in Texas, including the political, economic, and social effects that the war had on Texas. A few topics included in this lesson are effect of the Civil War on Texas, population changes in Texas, emancipation comes to Texas. Slide 3. Essential questions. 1. What were the conditions of Texas following the Civil War? 2. How did Texans respond to presidential plans to bring them back into the Union? 3. What are some of the key challenges Texas faced following the Civil War? 4. How did the population change in Texas by the end of the Civil War? Slide 4. Emancipation Illustration, Harper's Weekly. Slide 5. Texas following the Civil War. Effects of the Civil War in Texas. Political effects, social effects, economic effects. Slide 6. Post-war Texas won. By the end of the Civil War, Texas was faced with many challenges politically, economically, and socially. Economically, the end of slavery resulted in the collapse of the plantation system due to a lack of a free labor force. As landowning men returned home from the war, they discovered that many of the farms had fallen into disrepair. Texas also accumulated high amounts of war debt by equipping troops with goods and supplies. Slide 7. Post-war Texas 2. By the end of the Civil War, Texas was faced with many challenges politically, economically, and socially. Politically, Texas was already divided on the issue of secession. Following the war, division increased with disagreements between Union supporters, Confederate supporters, and those who supported emancipation of enslaved people in Texas. As the war ended, Union troops arrived in Texas and occupied the state. Soon, disagreements would surface about the rights of African Americans and political power between the political parties. Slide 8. Post-war Texas 3. By the end of the Civil War, Texas was faced with many challenges politically, economically, and socially. Social tensions in Texas increased following the war due to the clash of Confederate and Union forces entering the state to rebuild. Emancipation of the enslaved population would create new social dynamics and rising tensions between white citizens and the newly freed African Americans in Texas. Slide 9. Think like a historian. Primary source, General Gordon Granger's General Order No. 3. Think, pair, share. Instructions. Using the guided questions, analyze the primary source document that transcribes General Granger's General Order No. 3. Support your claims using text evidence. Document analysis questions. 1. What was the purpose of this speech? 2. What was General Granger's overall tone in this speech? 3. Based on this excerpt, what does General Granger recommend to the newly freed people? 4. What can you infer about General Granger's warning to the freedmen about idleness? Slide 10. Emancipation comes to Texas, Juneteenth. Emancipation would finally make its way to Texas on June 19, 1865, more than 2 years following the Emancipation Proclamation. Union forces, known as the United States Colored Troops, USCR, commanded by General Gordon Granger, arrived in Galveston, Texas to take control of the state as part of the Presidential Reconstruction Plan. In General Order 3, Granger announced the Emancipation Orders and declared that all enslaved Texans were now free. This day of liberation quickly became a day of celebration in Galveston and across Texas as news slowly spread of emancipation. The United States Colored Troops were responsible for enforcing the ruling and to travel across the state to free the enslaved. By the end of 1865, most of the state's 250,000 enslaved people were free. Slide 11, Emancipation in Texas, Juneteenth. June 19, 1865. This day of liberation quickly became a day of celebration in Galveston and across Texas as news slowly spread of emancipation. Although the newly freed people were encouraged to remain on plantations as hired labor, many of them continued to acknowledge this special day as a new cultural celebration. In 2021, Juneteenth, or Emancipation Day, became recognized as an official United States holiday. This national day of recognition observes the oldest known commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. Slide 12. Population shifts in Texas. African Americans. During the Civil War, Texas was not the scene of many major battles. Due to this fact, Texas became a place where Confederates often ran to hide themselves and their families to escape war. Many slave owners also migrated to Texas to secure their slave populations from the Union armies. About 50,000 enslaved people were brought to Texas during the war itself to keep them from running away to the Union armies. The enslaved population of Texas shifted from 180,000 in 1860 to 230,000 by 1865. Slide 13, freedmen's towns. As early as 1865, some freedmen and women in Texas began moving to find a better life. Without any provisions, freed people often traveled together in groups for safety and a sense of community. African Americans seeking to create their own communities often settled in bottomlands, floodplains, wilderness areas along plantations and cities, or other unsettled lands. These communities would become known as freedmen's towns, freedom colonies, or free black settlements in Texas. Slide 14, population shifts and settlement in Texas. Texas provided a landscape of opportunity for many Northerners and Southerners seeking a new life following the war. Public farmland was plenty and inexpensive. Unlike other Southern states, Texas roads, ports, and railways were not severely destroyed, making travel easy in the state. Galveston was a booming port city, which attracted settlers from across the nation and overseas. Many immigrants migrated to Texas during this time, including Germans, Irish, French, English, Czech, Scots, Swedes, and Austrians, to name a few. Some Texans, who refused to pledge allegiance to the United States, left the state and retreated in Mexico and South America. Slide 15. Think like a historian, making predictions. Primary source, Lincoln's second inaugural address. Think, pair, share. Instructions. Using the guided questions, analyze the primary source document written by Abraham Lincoln during his second term in office. Support your claims using text evidence. Document analysis questions. 1. What was the purpose of this speech? 2. What was Abraham Lincoln's overall tone in this speech? 3. Based on this excerpt, what do you think Lincoln's plan for rebuilding the South will be? 4. What can you infer about how Lincoln plans to treat the Confederates once the war is over. 5. In Lincoln's statement, he makes the remark, quote, "Let us strive to finish the work we are in to bind up the nation's wounds," end quote. What are some of the wounds Lincoln is referring to? 6. How do you predict Confederates will respond to Lincoln's remarks? Slide 16. Apply your knowledge. Use notes and activities from this lesson to support your thinking process. Think, pair, share. Instructions. Using the lesson essential questions discussed at the beginning of the lesson and your newly gained perspective about the conditions of Texas following the Civil War, answer the following questions. Complete the exit ticket to recap the effects of the Civil War on Texas. Essential questions. 1. What were the conditions of Texas following the Civil War? 2. How did Texans respond to presidential plans to bring them back into the Union? 3. What were some of the key challenges Texas faced following the Civil War? 4. How did the population change in Texas by the end of the Civil War? This concludes the slideshow for Reconstruction, The Civil War Ends and Reconstruction Begins.